This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to University United Methodist Church. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here. Peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. My name's Katie Flynn. I'm a member here. You'll also be hearing from Rochelle, she's our liturgist this morning, and also from Pastor Alicia. We have a great service today. The handbell choir is performing for the first time this year, and of course the choir. It's also World Communion Sunday, so that's something to look forward to. You're going to enjoy some great pretzels that the Sunday school made during Sunday school time, it's going to be a great day. If you're new to us this morning, you can find a bunch of stuff about us in these red folders in the back of the church. Tells you what we have to offer. In your bulletin, you'll find a green slip. It's an attendance and prayer slip. It looks something like this. If you have a prayer that you want to share with the community, please fill that out, and the ushers will collect them later on in the service. If you don't have a prayer that you'd like to share with everyone, you can just put your name and address on there or whatever's on the sheet. I don't even remember. And just so we like to know that you're here so we can welcome you appropriately. If you are in need of restrooms or childcare, you can find both out this door to my right. If you're having trouble finding either, you can also ask one of the ushers, and they'd be glad to help you. After church, we're going to have the church fair, so I hope that everybody's going to join us downstairs. You can look at all the things that we have and maybe sign up for a thing or two, maybe choir or handbells or a committee or two. But we'll all gather downstairs for refreshments and conversation, and you can just get some more information. If you have children with you this morning, we just ask that you always have an adult accompany them wherever they go in the church, just so that everyone stays safe while they're here. As far as opportunities for Christian discipleship, there's always things to do. You can check your bulletin for announcements. There's a lot of things in there today. Like I said, we've got the church fair after church this morning. Also, if you're looking for things that you'd like to donate to our food pantry, we're always in need of toiletries. So if you have any that you'd like to pick up, you can do that at some drugstores or grocery stores or whatever and bring them in, and our pantry guests would love to have them. And now let us continue our time of worship.
Good morning. I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Alicia Wood. So glad to see all of you today. Today is World Communion Sunday. And so what this means is Christians all over the world today are all celebrating communion. So I don't know who has that as their ringtone, but that's an excellent way to introduce World Communion Sunday. So all over the world, we have communities, Christian communities, celebrating World Communion Sunday. Very exciting. And so some of us dressed in clothing that represents a culture in the world, and we are so grateful you did that. So hopefully this doesn't embarrass you, but could you stand if you've dressed in a culture? I dressed in upstate New York culture. But thank you so much. This is great. Thank you. And what culture is that? Is that hipster culture? So World Communion Sunday came about as an ecumenical movement in the 20th century, and so I'm really excited that we're participating in that. So I also have this chart over here I want to introduce. Do you remember a long time ago when I challenged you to put a pebble in your pocket? Do you remember? Okay, some people are shaking their heads yes. So we would like to see how many times we are doing good in this city and in this world. So if you do something kind for another, please mark it in your head so that we can start charting this. I'm really excited to see this movement grow. And sometimes we think we're the only one doing good, and when we have something like this right in front of us, we can see how a movement of kindness, Christian kindness, is moving forward in our city and in our world. So next week we're going to start charting this. So I don't know how we're going to get your information. I haven't figured that out yet. So more information to come. All right, well, I am so glad you're here, and let's get started.
I'm your liturgist today, but I'm also a mother, so I'm looking for my child. Kaya, you know you're over here with the bells. Didn't they tell you all to sit together? Excuse me. So while I'm off script, I will say that if I in any kind of way mess up, do not hold it against God or the church or even those who planned our worship service today. This is just a new experience for me. So if I do falter, pray for me and come back next Sunday. So now, as your liturgist, welcome and good morning. As I said, I'll be your liturgist today, and my name is Rochelle Dale, and I'm originally from James Street United Methodist Church. If you would, please stand as you're able and join me in the call to worship. And you'll see it on the screens, I believe. Jesus prayed that we might be one. Today, God, we confess fumblings and failures in accomplishing unity as we set aside yet another day to remind ourselves of the task. On this World Communion Sunday, give us eyes to recognize your reflection in the eyes of Christians everywhere. Give us a mind to accept and celebrate our differences. Give us a heart big enough to love your children everywhere. We thank you for setting a table with space enough for us all. Amen. And if you would, please join us in singing One Bread, One Body. wonderful. You're already doing a great job. Let us, as one body in Jesus Christ, offer one another a sign of God's peace. So if you would, greet those around you.
Good morning.
As we gather together, it's so wonderful to see us all greet one another. But at this time, we're going to move forward. Peace be with you. We're going to move forward to bless our children and greet our children. And so this song we haven't quite gotten yet. We will follow. And so Martha is going to lead us in this, and we're going to sing it first in English, and then we'll sing it in Zulu. And so just do your best. And as we sing this, will the children please come forward?
We will follow, we will follow Jesus. We will follow.
How are y'all doing? All right. I heard one good. Anyone else have a good, not so good? You have a good? You're good? All right. So what did you do in Sunday school today? You talked about decisions. You baked pretzels. Did you do anything else? Okay. Well, why did you bake pretzels? Do you know? Does anyone know why?
For the Lord.
For the Lord. You bet we did. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. We did it for communion. Yes, we did. All right. So did anyone tell you why it's shaped like a pretzel? Like the pretzel shape? All right, great. I was wondering if you guys were going to have the answer. So I had to Google this because Miss Betty said that there's a really great story behind it. And so this is what I learned, that around 610 A.D., so a long time ago, 1,400 years ago, Italian monks decided to give baked bread to their students as like, hey, you did a good job. And they decided to twist them up and put the shape together so that it looked like the way their students prayed. I guess back then, people prayed with their arms crossed. And I've been trying to figure out, maybe you guys can think about this too, how are they crossing their arms to look like a pretzel? I was thinking maybe like, go ahead, what do you think? Show me what you think. Can you do your arms? How would you pray and cross? I was thinking like this is sort of like a pretzel. Or maybe like this? What do you guys think? How would you do it? What do you think? Like that? With your hands together? Oh, and you're twisting your hands. What else? Do you think any other way you can imagine? Yeah.
The lotus.
Tell me. What do you mean by that? Can you do that? The lotus.
It's basically, it's like a sitting crisscross, except you put one line.
Oh, right. Yeah, so she's talking about not our arms looking like a pretzel, but maybe our legs looking like a pretzel. Don't we call it pretzel legs when we sit? Do we talk, when you all sit in school, do they call it pretzel legs? Oh, crisscross applesauce, sorry. Got the wrong term. Thank you. So maybe when we say our prayer today, we can try to cross our arms. I'm thinking they either went like this, because I see if I went like this, that there'd be, my arms look like a pretzel, don't they? Rather than if I was thinking like this, but that's a little more challenging to look like a pretzel. So maybe we can do that. And the other thing that's going to happen, the first Sunday of every month, remember way back we used to collect food pantry items? So that we're going to start collecting food pantry items again on the first Sunday of the month. So I don't know if anyone brought them this time, but probably not because we're just starting it this week. But next time when we have Holy Communion, we're going to pick up the pantry items. So I see someone is doing lotus pose. So great. Thank you for doing that. That's perfect. All right, will you pray with me? Will you repeat after me and pray? And let's do our arms like a pretzel. And thank you so much for baking today, because now we have really yummy bread that was made with love, right? Was the secret ingredient when you were baking today love? Were you pouring love into those pretzels? So when we receive Holy Communion today, we'll know that the bread was baked with love by our children. All right, will you repeat after me? Holy God, we love you. We thank you for the reminder that you are always with us. Amen. Amen. So you can go sit back with your parents or the people who brought you today, and thank you so much for talking with me today. Amen.
Let us settle our hearts in prayer. As we do this, if you would like your prayer to be shared as a part of our worship today, please fill out this top part of the green slip, and our ushers will be coming down the center aisles here to collect them. And today we also would like to lift up the names of places in this world that need our prayer. Can you name some places? North Carolina, Aleppo, Springfield, yes. Gardens, Springfield Gardens, Africa, yes, Jamaica, Mexico, yes. Other places? I heard some of those. Hoboken, thank you, Hoboken. Yes. Syracuse, yes. And places that we may not know people struggle, places we may not know are in the midst of war and terror. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Are you okay?
Now is the time when we can all go to God in prayer. And so we'll begin with a silent prayer, and then I'll do the pastoral prayer, and then we will pray together as Jesus taught us. Take a moment for silent prayer first. Most gracious Lord, we thank you for this, the first Sunday of fall, when we were greeted with cool air, a little bit of needed rain, but mostly with the ability to be able to get up and say thank you, for the ability to be able to come together to praise your name. And so, Lord, we know that we could never praise you or thank you enough, but this is our attempt to do those things. There are many needs that have been spoken right now, and we ask, Lord, that you would meet those needs according to your riches and glory. Not only the needs that have been spoken, but all of the unspoken needs, because your word said that if we come to you, if we ask these things believing, you would do them. So, Lord, we ask that you would come. Be in our midst today as we worship. Fill our hearts and our minds so that we might go out into the world and live the life that lets people know that you are alive, that you are well, and that you love them. So, Lord, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for every person that is here. And we thank you, Lord, just because you are who you are. And mostly we thank you for your Son. As we pray together, as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. If you would, please rise if you are able and join us in singing Fill My Cup, Lord. Found in your hymnals on page 641.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving for pleasure, earthly goods afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So my neighbor, if these things this world gave you, leave hungers that won't pass away, and blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me
amen. Our scripture is found in the Old Testament in Habakkuk, and we also have a New Testament reading, which is found in St. Luke. I'll begin with our Old Testament reading from Habakkuk, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw. The prophet complains, "How long will I call for help and you not listen? I cry out to you, violence, but you don't deliver us. Why do you show me injustice and look at anguish so that the devastation and violence are before me? There is strife and conflict abounds. The instruction is ineffective. Justice does not endure because the wicked surround the righteous. Justice becomes warped. I will take my post. I will position myself on the fortress. I will keep watch to see what the Lord says to me and how he will respond to my complaint. The Lord responds. Then the Lord answered me and said, write a vision and make it plain upon a tablet so that a runner can read it. There is still a vision for the appointed time. It testifies to the end. It does not deceive. If it delays, wait for it, for it is surely coming. It will not be late. Some people's desires are truly audacious. They don't do the right thing, but the righteous person will live honestly. Our second scripture reading is from the book of St. Luke, chapter 17, verses 5 through 10. And in this case, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The apostles said to the Lord, show us how to increase our faith. The Lord answered, if you had faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, may you be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. When a servant comes in from plowing or taking care of sheep, does his master say, come in and eat with me? No, he says, prepare my meal, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat. Then you can eat later. And does the master thank the servant for doing what he was told to do? Of course not. In the same way, when you obey me, you should say, we are unworthy servants who have simply done our duty. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So I just want to say that I have been in Kansas City for 4 days around Southerners, and then Rochelle is talking, and she's from Tennessee. So if I start to speak Southern, know that it's just because I've been enveloped in it lately. So, okay, good. Okay, great. So I am very excited about World Communion Sunday. I love World Communion Sunday. It's such a special day for the Christian community. And so today, I want to focus on remembering the table, remembering the bread, remembering Jesus, remembering we are a community, and remembering how we can follow Jesus' example. So how many of you remember a time, remember a time when you sat around the table with your family or friends and shared a meal? Do you have that in your head? All right, lots of hands. Do you have that in your head? Okay. And so what did you eat? What's your favorite meal that has been prepared? And I'm asking you this, and on the count of three, I want you to just speak it out loud, okay? Your favorite thing, your favorite meal or favorite food served. One, two, three. All right. So there are so many different foods that you all love, and the meal that was served. And I bet that meal, not only the taste of the food was special, but I bet that the company that was around you is what made the meal so incredibly special, right? So when I was a kid, I remember going to a restaurant, any restaurant, but in particular, I remember, I think it was Sam's Lakeside up in Brewerton. And we would go up there and, the drink order, so it's my family, like my extended family, so my grandparents and my brother and I and my parents, and usually there was a couple other people there too. And so drink orders are taken, all that good stuff, and then the bread comes to the table. And this is before we were watching our carbs. We weren't concerned about that when I was a kid. And so we all just grabbed for that bread. Does anyone else have this experience that bread hits the table and you're like, you're all fending for yourself. You're just grabbing that piece of bread. And I know that things have changed. I know that we don't eat as much bread as we used to when I was a kid because we're watching our carbs and we're also, you know, some of us are gluten-free or gluten intolerant. But boy, oh boy, did that bread taste so good. Do you remember what the bread smells like? You smell that? And what about when you feel it? What does bread feel like in your hands? Sometimes it's crunchy on the outside, like you feel it, and it's crunchy on the outside, but the inside is a little more squishy. Sometimes it's all nice and squishy, right? And what does it feel like when you bite it? A lot of times I like to dip my bread in soup or maybe in sauce. And you take that first bite of bread and, ooh, yum. Sometimes it's crunchy on the outside and squishy on the inside. And sometimes it's just one big bite and, ooh, yum. And then once it's in our mouth, what does it taste like? You guys remember this yummy bread taste? Soft. And so as you eat it, and we talk about this, and you watch this video of bread coming out of the oven, who here is longing for bread? Anyone here ready? Ready? Okay, yeah. The choir is very excited about bread. And so, this is what God is thinking of us. The way that we are longing for that bread, the way we're longing for this holy communion in which we're going to eat bread, God is ready, longing for us to connect with God, longing for that connection, the way that we're so longing for that bread right now. And lucky us, God sent Jesus so that we could know and experience what God was like on earth, so that we could learn from Jesus and all those great things that he did to teach us in both word and in experience. He was walking the talk, wasn't he, this Jesus guy? He was walking the talk. And Jesus had so many different experiences and different people around the table, didn't he? He sat with all different kinds of people, not just people that looked like him or had the same job as him, but all kinds of people were at Jesus' table. And as he sat with people at the table, he talked to them about other people, other ethnicities, other classes, and how we can interact lovingly with them. Jesus also taught us about God's love and forgiveness, and how much God loves and forgives us every day. So the night before Jesus died, he sat around a table with his crew, right, with the disciples. And what he did is he took that bread, this ordinary food, bread that was probably served at every meal, and he thank God for this bread, because we don't always have food on our table. Jesus thanked God for this bread, and then he shared his bread, this bread, in community around the table with all of the disciples. He did this in community. He didn't take each disciple and go to a corner in secret and do this, did he? He stayed right together at that table, and they received this bread from Jesus, all together in community. So, this ordinary bread that we eat often, right? I'm wondering, how often do you eat bread? Do you eat bread every day? A few times a day? Jesus said, do this, eat this bread, and remember me. So every time we're eating this bread, we are taught to remember Jesus. Remember what Jesus taught. Remember how Jesus lived by example and how he served people around him.
And Jesus didn't take, oh, I already did that one. So we eat bread in a community. And today, how lucky are we? We are not just eating bread in a community here on the corner of East Genesee Street and University Avenue. We are eating this bread, receiving Holy Communion in the world. All over the world, Christians will be receiving Holy Communion in community. So we're not in this alone. We're in this together. And we're all called to live in community, no matter where we come from, what we look like, the job we have or don't have, the house we live in or the house we don't have. We are called to live in community and to serve. We are sharing this meal across human-made boundaries of states and nations. And as we receive Holy Communion, we remember Jesus went beyond the boundaries because Jesus was about sitting together in community. He was about uniting all humanity in God's love. So, as I said, Jesus taught us, but Jesus wasn't just about words. He was also about action. And so we are called to serve as Jesus did. We are called to live a life of compassion and mercy, to seek justice, to make sure that around us justice is happening, and to live in love. Our scripture today from Luke reminds us of this. We are called to serve just because we are. And how do we do this? Our first scripture referenced how the author was wondering, how and why hasn't this happened? I've been asking for so long. But the scripture reminds us we're to listen and to pray. Our city and our world give us so many opportunities to live out our lives as Jesus did, with love and with service. After worship today, there's going to be a church fair. It's kind of set up like a science fair. And at this science fair or this church fair, there are a whole bunch of different booths, different tables in which you can come and check out the ministries that happen in this community. So within our congregation and outside of this congregation. You know, one of the great things about this congregation is that we don't just serve here in this congregation. I know so many of you are in service outside of church. I know this. And I know you also serve inside a church. So what a great testimony to people living this out. Now, following Jesus is hard. I found this picture and I loved it. It is hard. But I invite you to come downstairs and just get a little glimpse into all the different ways you might be able to serve in this community and in this city. Now, some things are just a little dipping a toe in, just a little bit. Okay, I'll try to do this. And then there's some other things that you can pray about that involve maybe a commitment monthly or a commitment weekly. So know that there's all different ministries that happen in and through this church. So, the bread. Let's go back to that. Do you remember what that bread tastes like? Are you ready to remember Jesus and to taste this bread at Holy Communion? Are you ready to have your spirit renewed? Because when we receive Holy Communion, we are renewing ourselves both physically through the act of eating and drinking, but we also are renewed spiritually through community and the power of remembering Jesus. So I'm wondering, are you longing to know more about this Jesus guy? I know I am. I need to know more. I'm very curious about this Jesus guy, and I need to know more. Let's remember and learn together in our community of Christians, and let's get started by serving God's people and do as Jesus taught us in word and in action. So today we remembered the table. We remembered the bread. We remembered Jesus as the bread of life. And we remembered that we're a part of a community. And we also remembered that to follow Jesus is to follow Jesus in word and through service. So will you join me today in Holy Communion? Okay, so today I have so many instructions for you. I need you to really be thinking. I hope you got your coffee today. All right? Lots of things going on for Holy Communion. First, I'd like to invite anyone who will be speaking as a part of this liturgy to come forward. And so we're going to do that, and we'll get all set up. So today we're going to receive Holy Communion, and we're going to be able to taste that bread we've been longing for and remember Jesus that we've been longing to get to know better. Come on up. Yes. And so part of our liturgy today is speaking in different languages. As we're dressed in different clothing, we're going to speak different languages as an invitation, as part of our liturgy today, to welcome us and invite us into Holy Communion. So when you come forward, there's going to be a couple choices. Today we have the bread that the children baked that is just ordinary bread that was a pretzel, but not any longer. It's been broken apart. And then we have gluten-free bread. In addition to that, we have grape juice. Right? And as you come forward, you're going to come forward either through the center aisles, either this aisle or this aisle. And there'll be a station here and a station on that side. And you'll be able to, I'm not sure how we're going to do the gluten-free versus not gluten-free. We'll figure that out in a moment. Huh? We have two hands? Okay. All right. Good. And so as you come forward, there are many options. You can take the bread. You can eat it. And then you can go to the next and take a little cup and drink that. Or if you'd like, you can receive Holy Communion through intinction, which is you take the bread, you keep it, you dip it in a big cup, and then you eat it, and then you go forward. All right? So you're coming up the center aisles, and then you're going to go out the outside aisles. So I've cleared a space for all of you over here, just so you know. All right? So when you come forward, you can go out and around down here so we don't, like, run into each other. Okay? All right. What else do I have to say about this? I know there's more. During Holy Communion today, we're going to try something a little different. Of course, if you want to come forward and just kneel at the communion rail, you're very welcome to do that. That's always an option. If you'd like to sit in your space and you just want to pray after, before and after you've received Holy Communion, wonderful. But we're going to have some easy communion songs that are easy to just hum along or sing along softly. And if you'd like to join us in that in your as you sit, that's okay too. It's just going to be in the background. And again, reminding us that we're all one community, one body in this community. I want to make sure I've remembered everything. I made notes. Yep, I think I got it all. Are we ready? All right. So, it began last night as you were going to bed. World Communion Sunday. Asians and Asian Christians shared the bread and the wine. Churches in China met in secret so that they would not be arrested. Christians in the Middle East met under the watchful eye of the government as they celebrated the Eucharist. In Europe, Christians gathered in churches that used to be much fuller and celebrated the Lord's Supper. In Africa, the sacrament was celebrated in great numbers by a growing number of Christians, many of whom bear scars of persecution as they commune together. Those celebrating today include Presbyterians, Methodists, Catholics, Lutherans, Pentecostals, Baptists, thousands of other denominations, and even those without a denomination. Christ's followers met both in public and in secret.
Some met in freedom while others gathered under the threat of persecution and death. Some take the sacrament today with organ music, others with simple singing, and still others in quiet as not to be arrested. In wealthy churches and in desperate poverty, the sacrament is observed. In churches, homes, huts, and in God's creation, this seal of the covenant was experienced. The bread is given to people that could overeat all day and to people who had no idea what they would eat or where they would get their meal today. The one thing in common, we all come to the same table of our Lord. In many different languages, by ordained clergy and volunteer pastors, something like these words of institution were given. On the night when he was betrayed, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks and blessed it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup. He gave thanks, saying, he gave to his disciples, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Drink you all of it." The bread, in many different types and colors and from many places, some created primarily from wheat, others from rice or other kinds of grain. Some will have bread left over, some with very small pieces that could barely give every Christian a morsel. Still, it represented the body of Christ broken, and it sustained the body of Christ around the world. The juice around the world will be different. For many, it will be wine. Some will have juice. Some will celebrate with water that had to be carried from the dirty well some miles away. Some will use individual cups, other fancy goblets. Still others have been passing around whatever cup was in the home where they were meeting. Still, it represented the blood of the covenant in their place and in their communities, just as it does in ours. Let us pray together. Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for this sacrament of communion shared with Christians around the world. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these elements and on those who partake, that we may be your body and the representation of your covenant in our lives and throughout the world. Amen. Today, as you receive the elements of bread and juice, remember all of those around the world with whom you share the table today. And so, I'm going to speak in English, and then our guests are going to speak, and maybe you can say what language you'll be speaking in. And the microphone is behind you, if you can grab it. You that do duly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near in faith. Take this holy sacrament to your comfort and offer your humble gratitude to Almighty God.
Speaking in Mandarin, 你们若真心诚意悔改，与人亲爱和睦，立志自新，从今以后遵主的命令，行主的圣道，就当诚信心来领这圣餐，得着安慰，并对全能的主献上你谦卑感激的心。
I just want to preface mine with, I seem to represent World Communion in that I am a European American white woman who speaks Puerto Rican Spanish and is wearing my friend's African apparel. Ustedes que verdaderamente se arrepienten de sus pecados y amen y tienen caridad con sus vecinos y intentan vivir una nueva vida siguiendo los mandamientos de Dios y andando en sus pasos sagrados. Vengan con fe y tomen este sacramento sagrado para su bienestar y ofrezcan su agradecimiento humilde a Dios el Todopoderoso.
I'm going to speak in Basa. Gripo, yo wiko yo. Intendi gripo. Semo. A cominho tio. A que dice. A se metedu. A que di. A voa. A que botu. E gripo inemo. Amen.
Thank you. All are truly welcome. Know that the United Methodist table is open to all. It doesn't matter your tradition or your background. The table is open. Got it? Okay. Will our servers please come forward? And today, I'm going to serve our servers first, and then they will serve all of you. So give us a moment.
Thank you.
Amen. And as we transition today, we have, I'm excited to see all these people up here. This is exciting. It is now time to take our donations, our offering, and you're going to find that there's this in there. This is a special donation for World Communion Sunday. But if you'd like to donate to this, great, put your money in there and put it in the plate. If you just want to donate to the regular church fund, that's great. We'll take it. I do want to let you know that if this is your first time here and you've never been in this place before, that we are not expecting an offering from you today. Please know that we are a community of love, and we want you to feel at home here, and we would not expect that on the first time that you visit. As a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and offerings.
Will you join with me in the unison prayer of dedication? Almighty God, we present these gifts to benefit our sisters and our brothers around the world. From our many vocations, we all engaged in our global mission. Use our gifts to serve your church and to reach out to our neighbors everywhere. In your many names we pray. Amen. And so, I just looked at the time. Even though this is my absolute favorite hymn, I would like to only sing the first verse and refrain. Makes me so sad. Will you please join me in singing our closing hymn, A Place at the Table? So just so you know, I'm not going to be over in my normal spot after worship. I'm going to be downstairs welcoming you to our church fair. Next week, we start our stewardship campaign where we're going to explore where your heart is, there your treasure will also be. In a world of difference, thank you, God, for reminding us that we have so much in common. As we filter out of this sanctuary, let us remember that we are called to love as Jesus loved, people who are similar and different. Go now in peace.